Am I in the air?
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touched. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a crushing nose, and I'm on your air. Highest necks on the cloud, am I in the air? Sunday night's prime time, I flex my better. Voltron transformed to DX Don, mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, I'll short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out. Don, you gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Well, well, well. Welcome back, my friends. My name is Mega Ashanti. Welcome, everybody, to a new episode of Am I on the Air? My name is Don Mega. I am your host, and I'm so happy that you are here to join me tonight to get caught up with all the latest and the greatest when it comes to entertainment news, television, movies, non-spoiler reviews. You come right here to Am I on the Air. We're broadcasting live from the Red Dragons Radio Studios here in lovely Arizona on this Tuesday, May the 23rd. It is season 26, episode 19. Tonight's show is titled, I Need Receipts. We're going to be breaking down the news from May 17th through May 23rd. So strap on in and let's get her going. I'm going to start things off with a little plug because we dropped an impromptu Am I Still on the Air spoiler review. And no, I'm not talking about Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which we did do a couple weeks ago. It's very rare that we do two of these in the same month, but it's summer movie season, baby. So yes, we do have Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 up. If you haven't listened to it, make sure you check it out. But we dropped a brand new one on Saturday, and that is for Fast X. Now, I'm going to talk Fast X here real quick in a non-spoiler way, but I wanted to let y'all know that we did do an Am I Still on the Air spoiler review for Fast X. Myself, Friggins, Peeps, as always, we assembled the team, we got together, we went live on the YouTube channel Saturday night, and we broke down Fast X for about an hour and a half. It was a ton of fun to talk about, really talking about the whole franchise as a whole, and where we're at here, and where we're going moving forward. So if you haven't listened to the spoiler review yet, make sure you check it out. It is available in two formats. We have it in video form on the YouTube page. There's also a playlist on the YouTube page that says, Am I Still on the Air? So make sure you click that to not only watch this one, but everything else that we've done. But if you'd like to just listen to the MP3, it is right here on this same podcast feed. Just look for the Am I Still on the Air episode that says Fast X spoiler review. Super easy to find, and I hope you enjoy it. It was a ton of fun to talk about. So, speaking of Fast X, that is our movie review of the week, the 10th installment of the Fast and Furious franchise. And you know what really sucks is that we really should have called this one Fast 10, Your Seatbelts. That's what I was hoping for, but we did not get that name. So, Fast X, baby, the end of the road begins. That's right, because this is a planned part one of a two-part finale. Now, there's a lot of speculation going around online that there's going to become a trilogy. It's going to be a three-part finale. Now, that is something Vin Diesel said on the press tour. He kind of let it slip. He said, you know, hey, the studio was so happy with this one that they came to me and they said, can we make it a trilogy? So he's making it sound like it is. That is not official. I've had some people reach out to me and be like, so when's the third movie coming out? Third movie is not official. What is official is this one and part two, which part two does not come out till 2025. They did not film these movies back to back. So there's going to be a gap here because they're still writing part two. And of course, there's a writer's strike right now. So hopefully that's resolved soon so they can get back to writing this thing. And and then they got to film it, and it won't be out to 2025. So this movie, even though I'm talking non-spoiler, I'm going to let you know it ends on a cliffhanger, because this is a part one of a two-part movie. So we need that second part, and I'm a little PO'd that I got to wait till 2025 to see part two. But this one here, you know, this franchise has been going on for over 20 years at this point. 10 films, even a spinoff with Hobbs and Shaw. This movie had gone into production, and it was being directed again by Justin Lin, who has done most of the Fast movies. And then 2 weeks into them starting to film this thing, Justin Lin bounced out due to mental health issues and some other things going on. And the search was on for a new director. And Louis Leterrier stepped in, a great director here. He's done a lot of fun movies. Worked with Jason Statham before in the Transporter movies. He's done a lot of stuff. He directed The Incredible Hulk for the MCU, for God's sakes. So he steps in and he finishes this film. And I think he did a great job. I think he stepped in, and if you didn't know any better, you would have thought this was Justin Lin again. He just really had the aesthetic. He knew what he was filming. He knew what he was doing. And it came out really, really well. The synopsis of this film: over many missions against impossible odds, Dom Toretto and his family have outsmarted, outnerved, and outdriven every foe in their path. Now they confront the most lethal opponent they've ever faced, a terrifying threat emerging from the shadows of the past, who's fueled by blood revenge and who is determined to shatter this family and destroy everything and everyone that Dom loves forever. And of course, we're talking about Jason Momoa's new villain character, Dante Reyes. Dante. Hey, I'm Dante Ashante. I will say this, guys. Jason Momoa's Dante is the best villain the Fast series has ever had. He's incredible. He's so good. He steals this movie hands down. And I joked on the spoiler review that I just feel like when they went to him and they said, "Would you do it?" He said, "I'll do it on one case. And that's that you just let me do my thing." And they just said, "Sure. Here's the premise. Here's what we want you to kind of do. And you do it however the hell you want to do it." And he just improvised this entire movie. That's how I feel coming out of this, because he was so flamboyant and over the top, but he was menacing at times when he needed to be. He was incredible, and I felt like they just let him loose and said, "Do your thing," and it works. And of course, you got the incredible original crew coming back. You got Vin Diesel, obviously, as Dominic Toretto. You got Michelle Rodriguez coming back as Letty. Tyrese coming back as Roman. Ludacris back as Tej. We got Ramsey back, Natalie Emmanuel. Of course, Jordana Brewster back as Mia. We got Han back, played by Sung Kang. Scott Eastwood pops back up in this one as Little Nobody. We got new additions, right? We got Brie Larson coming in as Mr. Nobody's daughter. We have Alan Ritchson stepping in here as a new baddie. You know, it just works. It works, man. The new cast, the old cast. Of course, John Cena's back as Jacob Toretto. And we're off to the races, baby. What I will say about this movie is that it's so balls to the wall. It is so over the top. And if you're somebody that has had it with this franchise and said, "You know what, it's too over the top, I can't do it anymore," I understand. But if you're somebody who doesn't mind and can really just kind of put that to the back of your head and say, "I just want to go watch a really good action movie and enjoy some fun and some ridiculousness and have a popcorn flick," this is your movie, guys. This is your movie. This is Fast and Furious. This, I will say, it dials down some of the stuff they did in F9, but it's still Fast and Furious. There's still several things they do in this movie where you kind of roll your eyes and you're like, "Come on." But at the same time, you just enjoy it, right? Because this is the 10th movie. You know what you're getting. You know what you're getting. You know what they're doing. And you try to just have fun with it. And I had a ton of fun with it. The action is incredible. The hand-to-hand fighting is incredible. Every time something's going on, this movie just has such a high octane pace. It never dragged. It's 2 hours and 22 minutes long, and it just flies by, because this movie starts and it goes and never really slows down. And at the end of the day, I really enjoyed my ass off at this. Is it a great movie, technically speaking? No. But is it fun? Does it have incredible action? Does it have incredible set pieces? Does it hit you in the feel sometimes? Yes. And that's Fast X, baby. So do it for the family and go check this one out on the biggest screen you possibly can. I give Fast X 4 cars out of 5. 4 NOS cans out of 5. I really, really enjoyed it. I can't give it 5 stars just because some of the stuff is so ridiculous. I got to knock it a little bit for being so out there. But at the same time, this is what summer movie season's all about. And I wouldn't mind going to see this one again. I love this franchise, and I really, really dug this one. So that's what I got, guys. 4 out of 5 stars. Make sure you check it out and check out our spoiler review after you've seen the movie. Okay, over on the TV side, I don't really have anything new. I'm going to just really briefly, because I'm still technically under embargo. I hinted at it on last week's episode that I started watching the new Arnold Schwarzenegger show, FUBAR, which hits Netflix this week on the 25th. Now, for whatever reason, Netflix still has an embargo on this thing, literally up to the 25th. So I can't put out a review on it yet. So I will drop an Am I Still on the Air and kind of speak to it on the 25th at midnight when I can talk about it. But I did, because it is coming out Friday and this is my last episode before the weekend. So I'm just really quickly going to say I enjoyed it and I think you should watch it. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger's new show. It's an action comedy. I'm not going to dig in any deeper. I don't want to get in trouble, but thumbs up. I enjoyed it. I finished the whole season, and I think you'll enjoy it if you're an Arnold fan. So I'll get into that more on the Am I Still on the Air? Not Am I Still on the Air, but the Quick Bite. Am I on the Air Quick Bite? And then obviously we'll break it into it a little bit more on next week's episode, okay? All right. That's what I got from a review standpoint. There are other new shows that have come out that I'm looking to get into. I've just been super, super busy. Obviously, a lot of shows are starting to wrap up. Season finales are starting to hit. So it'll give me more time to dig in some of the other stuff that I've been waiting to start. All right, let's talk box office. Coming in at number 10, it's Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves, which once again is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Number 9 is Blackberry. Number 8 is Hypnotic. Number 7 is Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Number 6 is John Wick Chapter 4, which, by the way, hit digital today, so you can buy or rent it on VOD starting today. Number 5 is Evil Dead Rise, which you can also buy or rent. Number 4 is Book Club, The Next Chapter. Number 3, Super Mario Brothers, which you can now buy or rent on VOD. Number 2, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, getting bumped after a couple good solid weeks at number 1. And even this week, man, it only had a 47% drop, which is incredible. So people still going to support Guardians, which is awesome. It's closing in on that 300 million mark domestically. And number 1, Fast X, bringing in $67 million here in the U.S. But the big story here is almost $320 million worldwide just over the weekend. That is a massive worldwide hit. A little bit on the softer side here in the States, but this is a strong international franchise bringing in that $300-plus million after just a couple days. So congrats to Fast X over there on that front. Okay. That's the box office, and with that out the way, let's get into our news of the week. And once again, just to let you know that if you are looking to watch any of the trailers or see more of the articles that we're talking about, because I'm only going to speak pretty briefly on each topic, make sure that you go check out our social medias. You can check out our Twitter page, which I always think is the best, twitter.com/AmOnTheAir. Or our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmOnTheAir, okay? We got some good new trailers that have come out, man. We got the first trailer for The Creator, which is a new sci-fi movie with John David Washington. And this arrives in theaters on September 29th, which looks really good. If you're into sci-fi, I think you're going to really like The Creator, so check that out. We finally got the new trailer for Mission Impossible, baby. That's right, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 hits theaters on July 12th. And this is a badass trailer, and it's about time, because that other trailer's been playing for a year now, so I'm glad that we finally got something new to look at. Ginny in Georgia has been renewed for a third and fourth season over on Netflix, so congratulations there. Eddie Murphy is in negotiations to star in a Pink Panther reboot. That's right. He is readying his magnifying glass as the actor's in talks to star as Inspector Clouseau in MGM's upcoming Pink Panther film. Now, supposedly, it'll be a live-action animated hybrid from the director of Sonic. So you get the Pink Panther, you get Eddie kind of talking back and forth. You know, if you're going to do Pink Panther, do it a little bit different. I like the idea of it. And love Eddie Murphy, so why not? Virgin River has been renewed for season 6 over at Netflix, and that's ahead of the season 5 premiere, so that's always a good sign, so congratulations there. A show I really like over on Apple TV Plus, Physical with Rose Byrne, has announced that it will end with its forthcoming third season. So first two seasons are out now to stream, third season's coming soon, and that will now be the final season. Speaking of Rose Byrne, her new show with Seth Rogen, Platonic, actually debuted today over on Apple TV Plus. I am super looking forward to jumping into that show. Just haven't had a chance yet before recording, so that'll definitely be one I'll be checking out this week. Platonic, once again, hitting Apple TV Plus today. Physical ending with the upcoming third season. Killing It! Season 2 has added 8 new guest stars. It's going to have Dot Marie Jones, Katie Kershaw, Joe Massengill, Melanie Field, Fatima Talia, Beck Bennett, Kyle Mooney, and Tim Simmons. This, of course, is Craig Robinson's show over on Peacock, which I really liked. I liked Killing It season 1, so glad to see it stacking up season 2. Sony Pictures' film slate shakeup, My Ex-Friend's Wedding, and Horoscope have landed in 2024. Along with Harold and the Purple Crayon, and They Listen has been pushed back as well. So check out the full Sony film slate that we have posted up. Amy Schumer's new stand-up special, Amy Schumer Emergency Contact, will premiere on June 13th over on Netflix. Sex and the City fans, are you ready? Max has announced, and just like that, season 2 is going to be debuting on June 22nd. So there you go for those of you waiting on that one. Conan O'Brien returns. That's right. The former late night host is now filming a 4-episode international travel series that will also be airing on Max. TBS is reviving the Joe Schmo Show. That's right. The hoax reality format will now be hosted by Kat Deely. I'm really, really excited about this. I love the Joe Schmo Show. I actually have the box set of season 1 on DVD on my movie rack. This was a show that came out in the early 2000s. And if you've never heard of the Joe Schmo Show, it was a reality show that was all a prank. It was like a real world scenario where everybody was living in this house and everyone was an actor except for one guy. It was a prank show on him, making him feel like he was in this weird ass reality show. And at the end, he won a bunch of money, and it was, ha-ha, we got you, joke's on you. They did a second, I think they maybe even did a third season of it, and it was never quite as good as the first season, but it was a fun concept, and I really dug it. And then, you know, about a month ago or so, there was a new show on Freevee called Jury Duty, and I reviewed it right here on this show. I watched Jury Duty, and I loved it. And if you go back to my review, I think one of the main things I said is that Jury Duty reminds me of the Joe Schmo Show, which is kind of funny because it's the success of Jury Duty that helped revive the Joe Schmo Show. So Jury Duty is doing so well, and people love the concept of what they did there, that they're going back to the well here. So I love it. I'll be watching, and I'm excited. It's going to be coming to TBS, man. So looking forward to the new season of the Joe Schmo Show, which I don't think is going to debut until next year. But there's a little teaser trailer up for it now that you can check out. Selena Gomez is set to host 2 new Food Network series, including a show set in chefs' own kitchens. So there you go. That'll be coming soon. Michael Bay is going to be doing a new true crime documentary series over on Investigation Discovery. Pretty awesome there. It's going to come out in 2024. Love me some Michael Bay, and he wants to do some Investigation Discovery. I'm down. I'll check it out, Mr. Bay. I'll check it out. Ant-Man the Wasp Quantumania is now streaming over on Disney Plus. We have your 21 best new movies to stream in May. So you can check out that article and see if there's something there that you would like to watch. Things like I said, Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania on Disney Plus. We have things like Air over on Prime Video, A Man Called Otto with Tom Hanks over on Netflix. So make sure you check that stuff out and see where your favorite is streaming. The Penguin, the show with Colin Farrell there based off the Batman, has been delayed due to the writer's strike. So yes, the writer's strike is still going and is affecting a lot of shows. We have an article up with Dave Filoni and a possible Star Wars movie title that might be for his upcoming film set in the Mandalorian universe. So I won't say what it is in case you figure it's a spoiler. So read the article if you're interested. Den of Thieves 2 looks like it's going to finally be moving forward. It's going to be called Den of Thieves 2 Pantera. Gerard Butler coming back with O'Shea Jackson set to lead the new Christian Gudegast directed sequel. I love Den of Thieves, so looking very forward to a sequel to that. Ed Harris and Sequoia Martin Green, along with Natalie Morales, have joined the new veteran dramedy, My Dead Friend Zone. Squid Game reality competition series is set a November premiere date over on Netflix. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 will hit theaters July 12th, and Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 2 is slated to hit theaters on June 28th, 2024. So that's how you do a two-parter, 1 year apart, Fast X, making me wait till 2025. That's how you do it, baby. That's how you do it. All right. Let's see here. Clive Owen is joining Daisy Ridley in her new action thriller, The Cleaner. Martin Scorsese reuniting with his longtime muse, Leonardo DiCaprio, for Apple's Killers of the Flower Moon. And we have the first trailer for that to check out, which will be hitting theaters for a couple weeks and then will show up on Apple TV Plus. Mads Mikkelsen's hitman actioneer, The Black Kaiser, has casted Vanessa Hutchins to join the cast. Dozens of titles are going to be pulled off Disney Plus and Hulu as early as next week. Things even like Willow and Dollface, a whole bunch of stuff. Now, I did see an article earlier today that said Disney has actually pulled the list back and they're looking it over again and reviving what will be pulled down. So we'll see what sticks or what doesn't. But right now, things like Willow, The Mysterious Benedict Society, Dollface, movies like The One and Only Ivan, those are all Disney Plus exclusives, going to be gone. So, yeah, we'll see if anything changes there. But they are looking to scale back the content over there between Hulu and Disney Plus. The Futurama revival over at Hulu has set its premiere date, and it has dropped its first teaser trailer. So make sure you check that out if that's your thing. The Old Guard has finished the part two that they've been filming, and the sequel, they're saying that the sequel ending demands a third movie. Interesting. They're going to try to layer that up for a third film. I like The Old Guard. I'm hoping the sequel will be better than the first, and we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. The CW has set Sophie Turner's new drama, Joan, and The Librarian spinoff for 2024 premieres. So there you go. The CW has still made no decision on Gotham Knights, Superman and Lois, and All-American Homecoming. So we'll have to wait and see on those. Deadpool 3 is officially going to feature the return of Negasonic Teenage Warhead and Yukio. That's right. Hi, Wade. Hi, Yukio. So good little additions there for Deadpool 3. Arnold Schwarzenegger talks about the disappointing news on the twin sequel. The interesting article here of what he says happened on the twins sequel, which would have been triplets. So check that out. We have the trailer for Full Circle, which is going to be coming to Max. It's a new limited series. Manifest season 4 teaser trailer has just dropped for the final chapter of the Netflix sci-fi drama. The Blackening has dropped its final trailer for its upcoming comedy movie. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia season 16 teaser trailer, baby. Check it out. I know a lot of you love It's Always Sunny. That's just a show I never got into, man. Just couldn't do it. We also have the trailer for Theater Camp, which previews Ben Platt's new mockumentary comedy. Love me some mockumentaries, so let's go. Manifest will be landing on Netflix on June 2nd, by the way. We have your first reactions to Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Seems kind of mixed. Some people love it. Some people don't. Read the rest for your own decision there. Transformers Rise of the Beast is eyeing a $68 million to a $70 million opening over at the box office. Nicolas Cage is going to battle a gang of surfers in a new psychological thriller called The Surfer. Jackie Chan is in talks to return as his Mr. Han character for a new Karate Kid movie. Very interesting. Killers of the Flower Moon will be hitting theaters on October 6th, for those of you wondering when that'll hit. And then, like I said, it'll be Apple TV Plus after. A live-action Powerpuff, Diggle's Justice U, and The Female Zorro are all shows that are no longer in development over at the CW. So these are all shows that were announced, and then they were filming pilots, and things kind of kept going back and forth. It is official. They are no longer in development at the CW. We have your 2023 to 2024 TV preview. Every new comedy, drama, unscripted show coming to CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, and of course the CW. So check that out if you're interested. There you go. The CW has also nabbed a big budget Euro series called The Swarm. So that'll be coming to the US very soon. Let's see. We got an article up talking about the Fast X post-credit scene. So check that out if you'd like to know a little bit more about what was going on there. Moana star Alia Carvalho, she will not be reprising her role as Moana in the live-action remake. She says, "I'm honored to pass the baton." It sounds like it's an age thing. When she said when she signed on to do Moana, she was 14 years old, and now she's 21 or 22. And she just, you know, it sounds like she aged out of the role and she wants to pass the baton and really make it pop for whoever takes on this role. So very, very big of her, because of course the way the announcement came out made it sound like she was going to play the live action Moana. Obviously The Rock playing the live action Maui. So, you know, good on her for making that decision there. Congrats to the John Wick franchise, which officially passed the $1 billion mark. So that is awesome, man. $1 billion club, John Wick. Borat 2 breakout star Maria Bakalova is going to be starring in My Masterpiece, which is coming from Sylvester Stallone's Balboa Productions. Rumor has it that Jeff Loveness, who was writing Avengers King Dynasty, is off the movie. That's right. Sounds like there might have been some conflict and people didn't like what he was doing with King Dynasty. So they're going to go a different direction. Once again, this has not been confirmed by Marvel, but it sounds like pretty much this has happened here, that he is off the film. Kevin Feige also reportedly thought Echo was unreleasable before they did some reshoots. So they did fix it up a little bit, but it still sounds like they don't have a lot of faith, which is something I talked about on last week's show, since they said Echo is going to be a full binge dump, which is something Disney Plus has never done before. Sonic Prime Season 2 is coming to Netflix very soon. Rumor also had it that Emma Stone was the first choice for the MCU's Sue Storm for the Fantastic Four, but it sounds like she wanted too much money and they ended up passing. So kind of interesting there, man. I in my mind, I don't really see Emma Stone as Sue Storm. I like Emma Stone too, but I don't really see it compared to, like, you know, we've been hearing rumors like Margot Robbie and Vanessa Kirby and Jodie Comer, people like that. They all work for me. Emma just sounds off for this role, so I'm kind of glad she passed on that. Mortal Kombat 2, Tati Gabrielle is in talks to play Jade. Love this. She is awesome. That'll be a cool Jade. I am down. Bambi, The Reckoning, the horror film, has secured distribution rights in multiple territories. That's right. We talked about this a while ago, that open domain, man, that... they can do whatever they want with these characters. So Bambi the Reckoning. We had, you know, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Now we're getting Bambi the Reckoning coming soon. New horror movie there. Law and Order exclusive. Molly Burnett is leaving ahead of season 25. Aziz Ansari's movie Good Fortune has been suspended indefinitely due to the writer's strike. This one sucks, man. Aziz Ansari's, this is his directorial debut. He was working with Seth Rogen and Keanu Reeves, and now the film is shutting down indefinitely, which really, really sucks. I love Aziz, and that sucks for him that that's happening. Kiefer Sutherland is joining Nicholas Hoult in Clint Eastwood's Juror Number 2. Fast X earned $28 million on Friday. And then another $22.43 million on Saturday and an estimated $17 million on Sunday, which brought it to that $67 million. Benedict Cumberbatch is joining the cast of Bob Dylan's new movie, the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. So that has been rumored for a while. Glad to hear it's official there for Benedict. Amateur cast. The new thriller has added Rachel Brosnahan and Lawrence Fishburne to the cast. So very cool there. Shit, my chair is stuck on my mic cord. Oh, all right, I got it. Sorry, guys. Hopefully that did not just chop my cord up. I was like, what am I stuck? I'm stuck. We have the trailer for Shooting Stars, which is the Stranger Things star leads the new LeBron James movie that they're doing there, and that's coming to Peacock. Benicio Del Toro has joined Wes Anderson's next movie cast. Ben Kingsley and Sofia Boutella are joining Dave Bautista's new action comedy, The Killer's Game. Hulu is offering a subscription for just $2 a month, and we got the list up there on how to sign up for that. 320 million globally for Fast X. Again, congratulations. It's such a massive, massive hit for them. We have another new look at Secret Invasion. That's right. Marvel Studios Secret Invasion is hitting Disney Plus finally on June 21st. I feel like I've been waiting for this show forever. This is the Nick Fury led show, and this new look is awesome, and I'm very, very excited for this one. American Born Chinese is a new original series hitting Disney Plus on May 24th. This one looks pretty good. It's from the director of Shang-Chi, so check that out if you're interested. China box office, Fast X has the Hollywood best opening of 2023. So congratulations there in China for Fast X. Let's see here. Vin Diesel talks about the post-credit scenes as well. So check out that article if you're interested. Toni Collette and Zoe Deutsch are also joining Kiefer Sutherland and Nicholas Hoult in the next Clint Eastwood film for that Juror number 2. It's really ramping up its casting there. And some really sad news that hit out of nowhere. Ray Stevenson passed away yesterday at the age of 58, man. How sad is that? Of course, he was Volstagg in the Thor movies. He was in RRR. He was the Punisher in Punisher Warzone. He's done a lot, man. He was a villain in one of the Dexter seasons. I loved Ray Stevenson, and I can't believe he passed, man. It was such a bummer to hear this yesterday, especially at the age of 58, man. Way, way too young. So definitely our thoughts and prayers go out to his family and friends. All right, one of my favorite shows is Power. And of course, Power has all its spinoffs, right? Well, the best spinoff, Tommy, man. Tommy fucking Egan. Power book 4 or 3. I don't even remember what book it is. Force is the Power Force. It is book 4. Power book 4, Force, is coming back to Stars for season 2 on September 1st. I'm so excited about this. Tommy is such a great character. I'm so glad he has his own show. He just popped up on last week's episode of Ghost, which was great to see, man. When he popped up, I was like, yeah, it's Tommy. So glad to see you with a little teaser trailer here, getting us ready for the season premiere on September 1st, coming to Stars. L.O. Cool J is going to be joining NCIS Hawaii for season 3. So congratulations there. He was on NCIS LA, I think, which just had its series finale. So kind of interesting there that he's going to kind of move over there and be a guest star for all of season 3. So we'll see if he ends up sticking around or not on that one. So Max officially launched today. And you do have to download a new app, by the way. So whether you have it on your phone or your TV, the HBO Max app will not update and it won't work anymore. So if you click it, it's going to tell you to download Max. But with its priciest plan, which is $19.99 a month, it will have over 1,000+ movies and episodes in 4K Ultra HD that will also have Dolby Atmos sound, which is awesome. So that is the package I have. I need my 4K stuff and I love it. So make sure you check out Max. I was playing around with it earlier today. It's pretty nice, man. I mean, it's basically HBO Max, except it's blue now instead of purple. And it does have all the Discovery Plus stuff. So I went through and you can watch things from Food Network, from True TV, Investigation Discovery, the Travel Channel, HGTV. There's a lot of stuff on there, man, on top of all the other hubs like HBO and DC and the Wizardly World of Harry Potter. All that stuff is on Max now. And so I got to go cancel my Discovery Plus subscription because I don't need it anymore because it's on Max. So definitely check that out if you haven't yet. Joaquin Phoenix is going to be teaming up with Todd Haynes for a new NC-17 rated gay romance film. There you go. Paramount Plus with Showtime is going to launch in the U.S. next month, as the standalone Showtime app will be shut down by the end of 2023. So right now, you can add Showtime to your Paramount Plus subscription, but starting next month, they're going to combine it all into one app. You can't get Showtime by itself anymore. You're going to get Showtime with Paramount Plus. It's going to be a new integrated thing. That basically is like $12 a month, and you're getting Paramount Plus and Showtime ad-free. It's incredible. I love this app, and I'm glad to see it, man. Showtime's got a lot of great stuff. Paramount Plus has got a lot of great stuff, so it's a win-win on this app here combining. We have the trailer for The Color Purple, so make sure you check that out. New musical coming to you from Oprah Winfrey and Steven Spielberg. CBS has set its premiere date, so check that out to see what's coming this summer. We also have your lineup of contents all being on Max starting today and running through June of 2023. The Last Thing He Told Me over on Apple TV Plus has achieved its most watched limited series ever since the streamers launched in 2019. So congratulations to Jennifer Garner and team for having Apple TV Plus most watched limited series ever. Vin Diesel says that Fast and Furious spinoffs are in the works, including a female-led movie. There you go. Because remember, Fast X is supposed to be the end of the main saga, but he always said they were going to do spinoffs of different characters, bring in new characters, and that the world will continue to live on as a whole. So we'll see how that goes. James Gunn confirms whether or not the High Evolutionary died in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. So check that out if you would like to know what happened to his fate. Netflix is going to be releasing a new Kevin Hart heist comedy called Lift. So that'll be coming out this summer. Extraction 3, Chris Hemsworth says he already has an idea for another sequel. So not greenlit yet, but Chris Hemsworth has some ideas, which I love. Ron Perlman and Rosanna Arquette are going to star in a new horror thriller called Succubus. Let's see. Michelle Randolph and Jacob Laughlin have joined Billy Bob Thornton in the upcoming Taylor Sheridan series Landman, which will be coming to Paramount Plus. Allie Larder will also star in the series as well. Netflix is officially going to be launching its paid sharing in the U.S., and it's going to start blocking users with unauthorized passwords starting next month. So get ready to pay up. We told you this was coming. If you're sharing your Netflix password with someone who doesn't live with you, get ready to pay up. It's going to cost you $7.99 a month to extra to add another user to your account. So they're going to be checking to make sure that everything comes from your household. And if it doesn't, it's going to be time to pay the piper. Pay the piper. We have the final trailer for The Flash. Yes, they released one more trailer. I did watch it. It's awesome. And the movie comes out in about a month, a little under a month, June 16th. Tickets went on sale today as well. I got my preview night, June 15th, IMAX tickets ready to roll, baby. I'm so excited for The Flash. So great, great final trailer for that. Alan Ritchson reveals that Keanu Reeves almost played a role in Fast X. In fact, it was his role. That's right. Originally, Keanu Reeves was going to play the role that Alan Ritchson was, and due to scheduling conflicts, had to drop out, and Alan Ritchson stepped in. So very, very interesting to hear there. And hopefully they'll get Keanu maybe in the next one, right? We're running out of time. Skull Island is getting an animated series over on Netflix, and that's going to be coming soon. Very highly anticipated there. The new film, May December, Netflix has won the U.S. distribution rights for the upcoming Julianne Moore and Natalie Portman drama. Matt Berry is in talks to join Jason Momoa in the video game movie Minecraft. Night Agent star Gabriel Basso is in talks to join Clint Eastwood's final film, Juror Number 2. Told you we keep talking about that one there. We got an article up with Joseph Sikora. We just talked about Tommy Egan and Power and Force Season 2. He breaks down a bunch of different stuff, like his upcoming season, his surprise return on Ghost. So check out that article if you'd like to see a little bit more on the inside there. Comcast has unveiled its plans for a new $20 a month streaming package called Now TV. So basically, this isn't anything crazy. This is just for people that have Comcast. and maybe you're looking to cancel TV and just keep the internet package, this is something where you can have some channels on streaming on their little free streamer box for just $20 a month. So you still get some TV, they get some revenue, and it's a win-win, right? So nothing too crazy. It's not something that anybody else would sign up for if you didn't have Xfinity already. So, and on that note, that is the end of our show. We've reached the end here. We're going on right around 40 minutes there. Not too shabby. So thank you so much for tuning in tonight and joining me as we got you caught up with all the latest and the greatest. I really appreciate it. Let's do some plugs. AmIOnTheAir.com is our official webpage. Make sure you bookmark that. It's got everything you need there. Links to all the socials, the quick bites, all our episodes right there. AmIOnTheAir.com. It doesn't get any easier. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at AmIOnTheAir. Follow me on Twitter at DXDonMega. Make sure you like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir. For everything, all the trailers, everything you want to see, you could find it in a nice little sweet spot there. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn. We're on everything, guys. So make sure you subscribe on whatever podcast feed you like to listen to. And make sure you leave us a thumbs up or a 5-star scale to really help us out. We'd appreciate it. Make sure you follow us on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Of course, over on TikTok and Instagram, I do video reviews, so they're really cool to watch on there. It's exclusive to those apps. Of course, on YouTube is where we stream our, you know, Am I Still on the Airs and everything, so make sure you subscribe to the channel. And thank you to our great affiliates at Red Dragons Radio and the Pop Culture Pros. So make sure you follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio, all one word. RedDragonsRadio.com is the webpage. And follow on Twitter at Pop Culture_Pros. For them, always backing up Am I on the Air, always streaming our episodes on demand, along with a lot of other great podcasts. So thank you to Red Dragons Radio and Pop Culture Pros. And that'll do it for me here on this Tuesday, May the 23rd. I hope you all have an amazing night, and I'll be back next week for another new edition of Am I on the Air. So until next time, y'all, take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening. Red Dragons! Red Dragons!